Heading, Maintaining a High Moral Standard. Subheading, Abandonment of Principle Marks the Times. Everywhere are seen wrecks of humanity, broken down family altars, ruined homes. There is a strange abandonment of principle. The standard of morality is lowered, and the earth is fast becoming a Sodom. The practices which brought the judgment of God upon the antediluvian world and which caused Sodom to be destroyed by fire are fast increasing. We are nearing the end when the earth is to be purified by fire. Gospel Workers, pages 125, 126, 1915. Subheading, Ministers, Satan's Target. Satan's special temptations are directed against the ministry. He knows that ministers are but human, possessing no grace or holiness of their own, that the treasures of the gospel have been placed in earthen vessels, which divine power alone can make vessels unto honor. He knows that God has ordained ministers to be a powerful means for the salvation of souls, and that they can be successful in their work only as they follow the eternal Father to rule their lives. Therefore he tries with all his ingenuity to lead them into sin, knowing that their office makes sin in them more exceedingly sinful. For in committing sin, they make themselves ministers of evil. Gospel Workers, page 124, 1915. Subheading, Balance, Dignity, and Sociability. The subject of purity and propriety of deportment is one to which we must give heed. We must guard against the sins of this degenerate age. Let not Christ's ambassadors descend to trifling conversation, to familiarity with women, married or single. Let them keep their proper place with becoming dignity, yet at the same time they may be sociable, kind, and courteous to all. They must stand aloof from everything that savors of commonness and familiarity. This is forbidden ground upon which it is unsafe to set the feet. Every word, every act should tend to elevate, to refine, to ennoble. There is sin in thoughtlessness about such matters. Gospel Workers, page 125, 1915. Subheading, Rebuke Flattery of Women. You will sometimes be flattered by men, but more frequently by women. Especially when you present the truth in new fields, you will meet persons who will engage in this wicked flattery. As a servant of Christ, despise the flattery. Shun it as you would a venomous serpent. Rebuke the woman who will praise your smartness, holding your hand as long as she can retain it in her own. Have little to say to persons of this class, for they are the agents of Satan and carry out his plans by laying bewitching snares to beguile you from the path of holiness. Every sensible Christian lady will act a modest part. She will understand the devices of Satan and will not be a co-laborer with him. Never earn the reputation of being a minister who is a particular favorite with women. Shun the society of those who by their arts would weaken in the least your purpose to do right, or bring a stain upon the purity of your conscience. Do not give them your time or your confidence, for they will leave you feeling bereft of your spiritual strength. Do nothing among strangers, on the cars, in the home, in the street, that will have the least appearance of evil. Review and Herald, July 8, 1884. Subheading, Avoid Every Approach to Evil. When one who claims to be teaching the truth is inclined to be much in the company of young or even married women, when he familiarly lays his hand upon their person, or is often found conversing with them in a familiar manner, be afraid of him. The pure principles of truth are not wrought in a soul. Such are not workers with Jesus. They are not in Christ, and Christ is not abiding in them. They need a thorough conversion before God can accept their labors. The truth of heavenly origin never degrades the receiver, never leads him to the least approach to undue familiarity. On the contrary, it sanctifies the believer, refines his taste, elevates and ennobles him, and brings him into a close connection with Jesus. It leads him to regard the Apostle Paul's injunction to abstain from even the appearance of evil, lest his good should be evil spoken of. Men who are doing God's work and who have Christ abiding in their hearts will not lower the standard of morality, but will ever seek to elevate it. They will not find pleasure in the flattery of women or in being petted by them. Let both young and married men say, hands off. I will not give the least occasion to have my good evil spoken of. My good name is capital of far more value to me than gold or silver. Let me preserve it untarnished. If men assail that name, it shall not be because I have given them any occasion to do so, but for the same reason that they spoke falsely of Christ, because they hated the purity and holiness of his character, for it was a constant rebuke to them. I wish I could impress upon every worker in God's cause the great need of continual earnest prayer. They cannot be constantly upon their knees, but they can be uplifting their hearts to God. This is the way that Enoch walked with God. Review and Herald, November 10, 1885. Subheading, Fence the Soul. There will be women who will become tempters, and who will do their best to attract and win the attention of men to themselves. First, they will seek to win their sympathy, next their affection, and then to induce them to break God's holy law. Those who have dishonored their minds and affections by placing them where God's word forbids will not scruple to dishonor God by various species of idolatry. God will not leave them to their vile affections. It is necessary to guard the thoughts, to fence the soul about with the injunctions of God's word, and to be very careful in every thought, word, and action not to be betrayed into sin. Review and Herald, May 17, 1887. Subheading, Guarding the Safeguards. Our great adversary has agents that are constantly hunting for an opportunity to destroy souls as a lion hunts his prey. One safeguard removed from conscience, the indulgence of one evil habit, a single neglect of the high claims of duty, may be the beginning of a course of deception that will pass you into the ranks of those who are serving Satan, while you're all the time professing to love God and his cause. A moment of thoughtlessness, a single misstep, may turn the whole current of your lives in the wrong direction, and you may never know what caused your ruin until the sentence is pronounced, Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Testimonies, Volume 5, pages 397, 398, 1885. Subheading, Converted by Unconverted Ministers. A man may hear and acknowledge the whole truth, and yet know nothing of personal piety and true experimental religion. He may explain the way of salvation to others, and yet himself be a castaway. The truth is holy and powerful, and searches the intents and purposes of the heart. The importance and authority of the truth in the great plan of salvation originated in the divine author, and are not rendered void or worthless because the instruments employed in their administration are unholy or unfaithful. Why, asked a man who had been and still was practicing wickedness, are souls converted to the truth through my influence? I answered, Christ is constantly drawing souls to himself and flashing his own light in their path. The seeker after salvation is not permitted to read the character of him who teaches him. If he himself is sincere, if he draws nigh to God, believing in him, confessing his sins, he will be accepted. Letter 12, 1890.